Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Friday. We've got a great show planned for you today. Just want to mention something. I know I've been beating this drum all week long, but I cannot say it often enough. If you have not visited superhumanradio.com yet and gone to the Stop S510 Food Safety Bill page and sent your fax to your two state senators, you are seriously making a bad choice, a bad decision not to act on this. It's been set up so you can do this for free. It takes literally 5 minutes or less. Everything is there for you. You just have to go to superhumanradio.com. Look right below on the right-hand side of the navigation links there, right below the program guide. You'll see Stop S510 now. Click that link. You'll be brought to a page where you'll take three steps. You'll locate your state senators and their fax numbers. You'll copy and paste the form letter into the fax send window and send the fax. And that's it. It's very simple. But please don't delay, because we cannot afford to have S-510 passed into law. Okay. My guest today is probably one of the most recognized names in the sports industry as a coach, as an author, as a leader in changing the landscape of the way we train and how we get stronger, Charles Poliquin. How you doing, Charles?
Very good. Thank you, Carl.
Thanks for being here. I know you're a busy guy. You literally left a training class a moment ago, I guess, or a seminar to get
correct
on the air.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Anyway, the thing we're going to be talking today about is something unique that when I started reading about it, I was kind of amazed. Most people in the industry and practitioners, both trainers, practitioners, and even the end users, look at spot fat deposits differently than you do. You look at them to unlock the biological and metabolic function of your subject, so to speak, and you do it using this method called the biosignature protocol. Correct.
Correct.
So let's talk about this. What exactly is biosignature?
Well, basically, what we are looking at is that the body distributes fats according to the hormonal profile. In other words, depending on which hormones you produce in balance or disbalance, you store your fat differently. So what I have done basically is I've done a map of fat distribution in the human body and what it should look like. And then based on that, we can tell what's wrong with you. I mean, what you will find is that in the scientific literature, there's plenty of evidence pointing out to local fat distribution and hormonal shifts. For example, if you look in the last 6 months, just for cortisol and insulin, you will find probably 14,000 scientific papers online pointing out that what we call trunk obesity, okay, or central fat obesity, there's a lot of different names on it, metabolic syndrome, but basically if you look like a potato with Q-tips stuck into it, you do have what they call metabolic syndrome. So usually that's linked to abnormalities in insulin and cortisol metabolism. But then you see some people, they have very lean upper bodies, but from the waist down, if they wear Lycra, it looks like cottage cheese in a fishnet.
Right.
So, you know, the fat distribution varies enormously from people to people. So when I was in grad school, one of my university professors pointed that out as early as 1986, and after that, working with 23 different national teams over the years, I've basically looked for it and actually found there was basically a map. So, for example, if you don't produce enough growth hormone, you tend to store more fat in the calf and the knee area.
Is that so, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we, that's what we do. So, and then I've developed a software where we take the skin folds over 12 areas in the body, put that into the computer, and the computer pumps out what are the priorities in terms of hormonal profile.
Now, so now, normally when people do, just I want to back up just 1 second, just hold that thought. Normally when people do a skin fold type testing for body fat percentages, they just take that from like 3 or 4 locations on the body, right?
Yes, but the problem with that, Carl, is that, for example, the fat that you store in your face is what we call the most non-essential fat. So let's say if you're obese and you come to a clinic and somebody does a 3-site or 5-site body fat formula on you.
Right.
Well, the first few weeks, you're going to be losing fat, but where you're going to lose your fat most originally will actually be in the face. So let's say you're obese, you go in, and the guy measures your body fat, it says 30%, and then you started exercising, working on your diet, and the guy measures your body fat, he says, well, nothing has moved, but he's not measuring where you're actually starting to lose. People lose the fat on the face first.
Interesting.
So this formula takes 2 sites in the face, and then it's, I mean, over and over again, we always see the same trend. People lose body fat, but they always start with the face first because that, of all the places in the human body, that's where you need it the less.
Yeah, so the body is willing to relinquish that fat because that's not essential for a famine period, in other words. It's not going to try
correct.
To keep storing that, right? Where are the most essential points on the body? Where does the body... I know that right now belly fat and thigh fat and buttocks fat seems to be the most difficult to lose. Even for competitive bodybuilders, a lot of people will look at a bodybuilder and the last thing he's going to lose is the fat in his glutes, for instance.
Yeah, that's one where people will tend to hold it on the longest. And it has to do with basically human survival. Usually you want fuel near the muscles that are going to be most active. And then, you know, the human genome in the last 40,000 years has only evolved 0.02%.
Yeah, I know. It's so amazing.
So basically we're cavemen with cell phones. So the point being, Carl, is that if we were cavemen, we'd probably be running after our food or being chased by somebody who wants us for food. So the glutes are the prime muscles for running at high speeds. Right? It gives 40% of the power for sprinting. So, through evolution, we've made that fat store available to the glutes, but that would be the fat that's most essential for survival, but that's why the bodybuilders have the hardest time losing it there. But, for example, abdominal fat is, most of it is pro-inflammatory fat, coming from the fact that we don't treat our adrenal glands very well, and we don't treat our pancreas very well.
You know, you just mentioned something. I'm just, and not to segue, and I want to continue to talk about the biosignature process, but I'm just curious, as a coach, what is your position on caffeine pre-exercise, pre-training, whatever caffeine use?
Well, caffeine is actually a good ergogenic agent. I mean, it will increase performance. The thing is that you have to realize is that amongst the human population, the dose that you need to get a positive effect towards performance varies on a scale of 1 to 26. In other words, some people are hypersensitive to caffeine. They don't need much to get gains. But if you want to look at, let's say, increasing maximal strength, you need 10 milligrams a kilo. So if you weigh 90 kilos or 200 pounds, that's 900 milligrams. So that would be equivalent to 6 cups of very, very strong coffee.
Yeah, that's a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, so that's why most people will take it into capsule form. To increase maximal strength. To burn body fat, the equivalent of 2 cups of coffee will be plenty to burn more body fat than
not having any caffeine in you, in other words.
Correct. But there are things that work synergistically with caffeine that will actually make it work much faster. But there's a lot of myths about caffeine. Like, for example, people will say, oh, I'm going to have an extra shot of espresso before I go to the gym, which is a waste of time because actually the steam that goes through the coffee beans goes so fast that the caffeine has no time to diffuse. Actually, the strongest types of coffee before training is percolated coffee.
Ah, the old-fashioned perk coffee, right.
That's right. But that, if I make you a cup of coffee now, I don't think, Carl, you'd be asleep by St. Valentine's Day. You know, so okay. The way you make your coffee is a big factor.
Factor on how strong it is. I know when I used to travel abroad, I started to like Turkish coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And the Turkish coffee, they grind it, they put the grinds right in the cup and pour the hot water on it, and then you just sit and let when the grinds become so saturated they sink to the bottom, that's when the coffee is ready to drink. And that was the strongest coffee I've ever had. Small little cups of it. It was just, you know, you drank small, like demitasse cups of it, but it was very, very powerful coffee because the coffee grind stayed in there for the duration of time while you were drinking it. You know, so that was very
basically the slower the coffee is made, the more the time caffeine adds to diffuse from the beans.
Right.
That's why Turkish coffee is so high in caffeine.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll get back on track. We're talking today with Charles Poliquin. We're talking about his biosignature process. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I have never endorsed a training guide before. The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
In honor of our new sponsor, Orbit Nutrition, just want to let everybody know we have a special going on for Superhuman Radio listeners. Visit orbitnutrition.com today. Check out their products. If you buy $75 or more in products, you get free shipping for all domestic orders. And if you buy $100 or more, you get a free gift on top of free shipping. Again, the free shipping is only available to domestic orders. My guest today is Charles Poliquin, probably one of the most recognized names in the sports fitness industry. We're talking today about his biosignature program, unlocking the hormonal milieu of people's bodies by looking at the roadmap of fat on their body. You know, Charles, it's interesting. Do most of the people that you work with using biosignature, do they present a variety of different hormonal issues, or is there usually a couple different kind of models, if you will, or cookie cutters?
Well, it depends actually on the country. You know, there's more like, let's say, an American fat distribution pattern, and then a British one, an Italian one, depending where you are around the world. A lot of it having to do with pollution.
Really?
For example, in Australia, we find that our subjects there, because of the amount of xenoestrogens and pesticides, tend to feminize themselves. In other words, the men take on more female properties. That's probably why the average Australian will say that these pants make me look fat. You know, well, you wouldn't see a Canadian guy say that. And then in the U.S., because of the high fructose corn syrup present in the diet, you see more of an insulin distribution pattern. So it's actually specific to the
country. What is the insulin distribution pattern? What does it look like?
Well, basically, they look like Humpty Dumpty. So they have a big gut, and they store most of the fat on the abdominal wall. Mm. In relative terms, you know, yeah, should have fat legs and fat arms, but not, let's say, like the Brits. The Brits tend to have fat legs and fat upper arms.
Would now, why is that? What is it that's predisposing them to that type of fat distribution?
Actually, low testosterone. In one of the ways we measure how male you are is through the saliva. We can measure this hormone called DHEA sulfate. And in the UK, they consider having 1.9 of DHEA sulfate as being high. Well, to give you a relative scale, in the U.S. and Canada, they expect males to have DHEA sulfates in the range of 3 to 10. 3, you're basically castrated, and 10, you're doing very well. So in the UK, they think that 1.9 is a lot. Well, if you have 1.9 in Canada or U.S., you're worse than castrated.
Okay? Right. You're going to be on hormone replacement therapy, or something is going to be done to you, obviously.
Yeah. So what they accept as being normal in the UK is actually a very low standard, right? And then what you find is that, I mean, I teach on average in about 9 countries a year, so from anywhere from Singapore to Sweden. And so I get to see a lot of different fat distribution patterns. But in the UK, in Spain, in Sweden, it is an epidemic of very low testosterone.
Now, what do you think that, again, is this a result of the you said pollution before, xenoestrogens, phthalates? We know that these are all anti-androgens. Is this what's lowering their testosterone there?
As well. And then the thing also is that they tend to have very low zinc in the diet.
Mm.
And the more zinc you have in your food supply, the higher the testosterone. And then what you'll find, for example, if you have a lot of zinc in your soil, puberty takes on at an earlier stage. Conversely, if you don't have a lot of zinc in your soil, puberty takes on very late in your life. For example, the 2 countries in the world where you have the latest onset of puberty in males is Iran and Iraq. And then one of the ongoing myths is that if you have high testosterone, you're aggressive. It's actually the opposite. Countries where people have low testosterone tend to be far more aggressive. Now, just look at Iran and Iraq. How long have they been at war with each other?
Right.
We're talking thousands of years, and these are the 2 countries in the world with the highest onset of male puberty.
Actually, there's 3 really good studies out there that show that men with a higher estrogen to testosterone ratio tend to be more aggressive and moody because they have a harder time modulating blood glucose levels. They have wild swings, and when they become hypoglycemic, become panicked, erratic thinking, and so on and so forth. And the one of the studies that I've always thought was funny, that I really slapped myself in the forehead when I read it, that tried to connect high testosterone levels to aggression and violence, was done actually in a prison. And mm-hmm. what they did was they They gathered the chewing gum from male prisoners and looked at their testosterone patterns and found that the majority of the male prisoners had very high testosterone. So they deduced that prison, you know, that this high population of high testosterone individuals and since they're in prison and they did violence and so on. And that's such a ridiculous approach. They're in prison because they're violent. Who cares? Their testosterone levels could be high or low. It doesn't, violence doesn't, predispose someone to high testosterone levels. You know what I mean? It didn't make any sense. I actually laughed at that one. I thought that was a real stretch.
Yeah, the thing is, what you'll find is actually the opposite. in the literature, men with low testosterone tend to be more aggressive and moody, as you said. University of Montreal linked it also to poor blood sugar management. But I think when you have low testosterone, you're trying to compensate for the fact that you do have low testosterone. In the animal world, you will find that the alpha males have high testosterone and they don't get into fights because they do have high testosterone. It's always the males who challenge the alpha males that have low testosterone. If you look at football fans and hockey fans, when their team wins, as they come out of the stadium, their testosterone is high. The losers, as they come out, their testosterone is low.
Huh. Yeah, it's interesting.
Success actually increases testosterone. You will find in the business world, there's a correlation between high levels of income and testosterone levels.
Really? So do you think? Yeah. So we know that stress reduces testosterone production because it increases cortisol. Cortisol, and I stand to be corrected, and maybe you can correct me, but cortisol does have an affinity to the androgen receptor. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
The thing that you see is that the chemical that provides the raw material for cortisol and testosterone is actually the same. It's called pregnenolone.
Right.
And in life, when you're exposed to stress, the body will tend to shift some of that pregnenolone towards the cortisol pathway. And what happens is that, let's say if pregnenolone is bricks, and then you have the choice where your bricks go. Do the bricks go to the testosterone house? Or do the bricks go to the cortisol house? Well, under conditions of stress, those bricks are diverted towards the stress house, not the reproduction house.
Right.
That's why stress is a castration agent, because you have less bricks going to the reproductive system and more bricks towards the stress portion.
Now, on your website where you talk about biosignature, and by the way, anyone who wants to learn more, can go to Charles's website. It's Charles Poliquin. It's poliquin.com. And you can learn more about the biosignature process. You mentioned cortisol and the effect it has on deposition of adipose tissue, and you talk about it being the lower abdominal, like below the navel, this fat deposit here. And this is something that I've had trouble with for the past couple years, and ironically, I've been going through a divorce. I'm very stressed out. And when I read that, I thought, you know, I haven't had a cortisol test in a very, very long time, but I'll bet you my cortisol levels are very high.
The thing is that cortisol, though, if it runs high for a long time, could actually show low in practice.
Really?
So abdominal fat, yeah, abdominal fat is correlated to prolonged cortisol exposure, but not necessarily acute levels. In other words, when you go through adrenal fatigue, there's seven stages. Initially, actually, you feel good because both your testosterone and your cortisol are high, so you got lots of energy and lots of sex drive. And as time goes by, there's a shift towards making more cortisol and less testosterone. And after a while, you actually run out of the raw material, which is pregnenolone. And the way it shows up is that you'll wake up in the morning with no sex drive, but also no energy.
Right.
That's called stage 7 of adrenal fatigue. And what you find is that that's when abdominal fat tends to be the highest.
Okay. And so, what about waking in the morning with a noticeable rapid heart rate, which some people say that is an indicator of either fatigue or even overtraining. Do you have any opinion on that?
Yes, I do. That would be usually stage 4 of adrenal fatigue. So you're not completely fatigued yet.
And have you found, I tend to believe that that's a result of, again,
poor glucose management, perhaps being hypoglycemic upon waking. Because when you start to become hypoglycemic, one of the things is the rapid heartbeat, sweating, anxiety, even in the worst conditions, you can even develop some tremor, you know, muscle fatigue and tremor. Do you think that the rapid heartbeat in the morning is a result? Because we know that cortisol and glucagon both have a relationship in managing blood glucose levels.
True, but that's usually stage 4 and 5. So if you keep going in that direction, there'll be a point where you don't even have an elevated heart rate. You've basically exhausted your pregnenolone reserves, and then you're the type of person when they wake up, they press the snooze button 10 times before they go to work.
Right.
So it's all a relative scale, Carl. So depending on where you are in that adrenal fatigue, but what we saw after the events of 9/11 was that most people in the U.S. were at stage 4, but after 9/11, it precipitated them into stage 7.
Wow.
So depending where they lived in the country, is more occurring or less. For example, if you live in Idaho, well, you're not as stressed about, as in, let's say, living in New York. So it took a while, actually, after the events of 9/11 for stress patterns to return somewhat to normal. But as a rule of thumb, the typical successful American will be at stage 4 for at least 2 decades.
Yeah, that's terrible. Well, you know, we don't think about it. And, you know, and to come back, the reason why I asked you about caffeine consumption, because the nation is in love with caffeine to try to get through the day. And part of the problem is that we have this, caffeine can take your body hostage and make it do things that it shouldn't be doing because you should be resting more, perhaps. But anyway, okay, look, I want to take a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about what can be done once you discover through biosignature and the fat patterns what your hormonal issues are. Are they changeable? So that's what we're going to be talking about when we come back. We're talking today with Charles Poliquin about the biosignature process. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me
A telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Charles Poliquin about Biosignature. Unlocking faster fat loss, greater health by observing the roadmap underneath your skin, the fat deposits. All right, so Charles, let's say somebody comes in and they go through the process of Biosignature. How long does it take for you to assess them, first of all?
Well, all we need to do is 12 sites of body fat storage. So if you take an average of 10 seconds per site, within 2 minutes we should know what your fat distribution map looks like. So the first test is just about 2 minutes.
Okay, so then, and then from there, do you start to make recommendations on what they need to do or change in order to correct the problems?
Now, what we do first is an interview about what the person is looking for, and then, you know, that usually takes about an hour. And then we look at things like sleep patterns. Sleep patterns will tell a lot about where you need to start to work. You know, if you look at the lack of sleep curve in the U.S. and you look at the obesity curve, and you superimpose them, they actually are the same curve.
Oh, I've in the past 5.5 years that I've been on the air, I've probably done at least 35 shows talking about the importance of sleep. I learned this back in 2005 when I was getting ready to compete in powerlifting, and I stopped sleeping properly, and I became very sick very quickly. I mean, between hitting the gym hard and not sleeping, I destroyed my body in a very short period of time. And I got the religion quickly that sleep is more important. And the interesting thing is, like you said, in the United States, we almost embrace this idea that, oh, I can get by on 4 hours sleep. You may think you can get by on 4 hours sleep, but you can't. Your body is breaking down. And sleep is when the body not only repairs, but the suprachiasmatic nuclei actually tunes up receptors and tunes up organs and prepares them for the ensuing oncoming day. And and if you're not getting proper sleep, the reason for the in my humble opinion, the reason for the lack of sleep and the obesity being linked is because if you're not getting 7 to 8 hours of good sleep, proper sleep, and I mean going through all the stages of sleep throughout the night over and over again, you're going to become insulin resistant very quickly.
Yes, indeed. The thing is that you got to realize is that sleep is probably the most underestimated repair process in the body. If you don't sleep very well, but also when you wake up during the middle of the night is an indication of what's going on in your body. For example, if you wake up between 1 and 3, in Chinese medicine we would say your liver meridian is out of whack. If you wake up between 3 and 5, it's the lung meridian. Translation in English, for example, if you wake up a lot between 3 and 5, you will show signs of antioxidants deficiency. You know, I remember being in a clinic in Arizona, and there was Wayne Dyer, you know, the guy.
Sure.
And he was saying, oh, if you always wake up at 3:33, it is God talking to you. Well, you know what? I got news for you, Wayne. If I put you on a rich antioxidant diet, God stops talking to you. He actually sleep between 3 and 5. And then if you're between 1 and 3 and I put you on liver cleanse protocol, again, God will stop talking to you. So that's nothing to do with
you. And I know you're accurate, and I'm going to reveal something right now on the air, okay?
Yeah.
I developed a sleep problem in the past couple months, and it was shortly after experimenting with some oral anabolic steroids. I was waking up every night at 2 o'clock in the morning, wide awake, boom, I was awake. And like you said, 1 and 3, I did a liver cleanse recently.
Yeah.
And among some other things that I'm doing also to get my sleep back, and I'm sleeping all night again. So I have to say anecdotally that I have to agree with what you just said.
Yeah, so what we look at your sleep patterns, and we fix that, and then you start losing body fat and putting on muscle. So that's one of the keys. Another thing is we look also at is at magnesium levels. You know, most people want to go get their magnesium levels done by the doctor. They just look at serum magnesium,
right,
which actually means nothing because it's only going to show bad when you're going to die. But if you look at red blood cell magnesiums, your values should be between 14 and 18. But I prefer to have magnesium levels near 18. Now, if I restore your magnesium levels back to 18, boom, your sleep improves. Your insulin sensitivity improves.
How long do you think you have to take magnesium for you to reestablish that saturation of magnesium?
Typically, it takes about 3 months.
Yeah, I know. It's a slow process with magnesium, isn't it?
Yes, and then that's assuming that you take both a topical and an oral magnesium. Because I have found from experience that just using oral magnesium takes too long. When you start using it topically, you know, using a cream and put it beyond your knees before you go to bed, then it does come back very quickly.
Interesting.
Another factor that we looked at is actually your vitamin D3 status. And there are two molecules that the body has a receptor site for in every known tissue to man, and that's vitamin D3 and thyroid hormone. And then what you find is that people's ability to handle sugar and to handle insulin is always improved once their vitamin D3 status is restored to normal. Now, in the U.S., most labs will say, well, if you're between 25 and 55, you're normal. Yeah, right. Normal is Homer Simpson, okay? Normal is not healthy. So, you know, if you look at the best functional medicine practitioners like Dr. Mark Houston out of Nashville, Tennessee, he will tell you you need a minimum of 80. And that's what we shoot for. And at 80, you know, the magic starts happening. People, joints feels better, they sleep through the night and so on. So, you know, there are three basic tests that I like clients to get done. Red blood cell magnesium, red blood cell zinc, and vitamin D3 status. And then just working on those, you tend to see huge changes in health, but also body composition.
Do you think D3 in an oil-based supplement versus a powdered-based or tablet-based supplement, do you have a choice, a preference?
Either I prefer the liquid, the emulsified version, or straight oil gel capsules.
Yeah.
I find that a dry form is not absorbed very well and does not change values very rapidly.
Yeah, I started taking the they look like vitamin E capsules almost, you know, the
correct
little gel, but they're vitamin D. I started taking those recently, past month or so. I'm going to try those for a while. I'm a big believer in D3. I take 10,000 IUs a day. You know what's interesting? You lived in Phoenix for a while, right?
Correct.
There was some watershed studies done on the Pima Indians because they are genetically insulin resistant, and
yeah,
they have a very, very low red blood cell magnesium status. And when many of them were given magnesium and their red blood cell magnesium was elevated, their genetic predisposition to insulin resistance went away.
Correct. Well, the thing is that the Pima Indians are designed to live on a low-caloric diet. You know, they've evolved to that.
Right.
And once they were put on reservations and start to follow a white man's diet, they became actually it's the most studied human population in the world, because if you can induce insulin resistance rather rapidly, you can do it in Pima Indians.
Right.
But the thing is that, you know what's funny is that people who live in Phoenix should have high vitamin D3 status, but the interesting, there's a study actually on colon cancer and vitamin D3 status done on Arizona residents recently, and only the top 5% of Arizona residents had vitamin D3s above levels of 27, which is not that great.
No.
You know,
well, that's because everyone's afraid of the sun. They go
that's
in
true.
Their car from their garage to underground parking, and nobody stays in the sun here. I lay out in the sun here, and the other day I was laying out by the pool in the complex that I live in, community I live in, and some woman was saying, oh, do you have sunblock on? I said, no, I don't believe in sunblock. Oh, you're going to get skin cancer. I don't think so. I said, my people have been sitting in the sun for a long time, and nobody got skin cancer yet.
Yeah, the thing is that as soon as you put SPF protection 8 or more, you block 95% of vitamin D synthesis.
I know. And D is the chemoprotective agent when you're it's the idea of laying in the sun with sunblock. I just had this conversation with a girl who does facials. I said, you know, the whole idea is to let the sun do its job. When you put sunblock on, you block the production of vitamin D, and vitamin D is chemoprotective. So you actually put, it's almost like putting the skin in the most compromised position you can.
Yeah. The key is always to build a tolerance to it, but people think that they need to, you know, jump at 12 o'clock and right in front of the sun and using a sunblock, which is kind of stupid. If you start at 10 in the morning and just go for 10 minutes at a time and gradually increase, that your tolerance to the sun improves. And also, if you have sunglasses on, your production of vitamin D is very limited.
Right.
So, you know, you have to be smart with that sort of stuff. But vitamin D3, and then research is very clear on this. If you live north of L.A., or north of Atlanta, Georgia, or if you're European and live north of Lisbon, the odds that you're vitamin D3 deficient is basically 100%.
Yeah.
And even people like who live in Phoenix who should take advantage of it don't. So, you know, vitamin D3 actually is linked to every known disease to man. The thing that's interesting is that in countries where people's vitamin D3 status is above 80, there is not a single case of autoimmune disease like lupus or multiple sclerosis ever reported.
Interesting. Wow, that is interesting. I didn't know that. That's something. Mm-hmm. All right, look, let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, I just want to cover a couple more things about BioSignature. We're talking today with Charles Poliquin. You can visit his website. It's charlespoliquin.com to learn more about this amazing process. Listen to, we'll be right back in just a moment.
Showtime.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHREMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHREMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
You train
train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Charles Poliquin. We're talking about the biosignature process. Charles, we kind of got off the beaten path there just for a moment. I want to try to zero in on a couple topics here to make sure that we cover this properly. So once someone is assessed, the next step is that you start to create, and once someone is assessed and their goals are taken into account, you then will make supplement recommendations and exercise recommendations?
Actually, dietary recommendations, exercise recommendations, and of course, dietary protocols. For most people, initially where we start with is supplementation because they're not that committed. And anybody that's obese is usually depressed. So if you give a depressed patient a dietary protocol, they won't follow it and they say, well, it doesn't work. So the first thing we work on is actually with fish oil. Because fish oil raises serotonin, and serotonin is the happy chemical, and people get out of depression. So that's one of the first things we put them on. We also put them on digestive support, because if you don't absorb your food, it doesn't really matter how many supplements you take. And we typically only work with one thing per week, and it's a 12-week process. And what you find with that is that you look at the people who are the best influencers in the world, people who get people to change their behavior. Don't overwhelm the patient. The biggest reason why people fail to make progress, Carl, is that the practitioners who work with them ask them to do 20 different things the first week, and then they can barely remember 10% of what it was told, and they don't apply anything, and then they say, well, it doesn't work, and then they go back to eating donuts. But if you ask the person to say, hey, listen, keep everything else the same. All I'm asking you to do is take some digestive support and some fish oil. And a week later, they come back and they've lost between 2 to 4 pounds of fat. Then they're more likely to be committed to what you're asking, and then you work on something else. I typically, Carl, wait 3 weeks before I give any sort of dietary advice to the client because what I want them is to get results on a weekly basis. But when you start with diet, that's the first thing that goes out the window.
Okay. It's amazing how many shows that I've done recently where fish oil came into the picture. It's just amazing. I mean, I'm a big believer in fish oil. I literally drink the Carlson's fish oil out of the bottle. I don't even use spoons anymore. I mean, I drink about a full ounce of it 2 to 3 times a day because of its anti-inflammatory value, because of its neuroprotective value, because it does increase mood. I mean, just so many benefits. But anyway, so this is a 12-week program. How long, once someone joins, how long before they start actually seeing progress?
Actually, the first week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What does it cost for someone to come to you and be assessed using the biosignature program?
Well, myself, you know, I charge $1,000 an hour, so it's. But most of my practitioners will charge between $75 and $150.
Now, where can someone find the practice? So do you have practitioners here, like, for instance, in Phoenix? I'm in Tempe. You have somebody out here?
Yes, we do. Actually, we've got them in something like 60 countries. So what they do is they go to my website, and they go under the biosignature method, and then they go search under a practitioner, and we'll find you one near you. I mean, we have them as far as Australia, and, you know, that's going west, and then we've got them up to Finland. So it's all over the world we're located. We've got quite a few in the U.S. Actually, today we have a class here in Rhode Island, and there'll be another 40 more American practitioners on the market as of Monday.
Okay, so now what does a person have to do, now from another standpoint, Can a personal trainer come in and become a practitioner? Who is your client? Who is the client for your practitioner profile?
70% of them are either strength coaches or personal trainers. But we do have a lot of medical doctors, chiropractors, acupuncturists, nurses. 30% come from the health sciences, and about 70% come from the training world.
And what does it cost to become a practitioner if somebody wants to come and sign up and come down to one of your courses?
Usually, depending on the country, it's between $1,000 to $1,500.
Gee, that's not much at all.
No, and then it's a five-day course, and they've got to recertify every year, and we have continuing education. So we've got people from all over the world came in and teach advanced classes, like Dr. Mark Houston, who's a specialist in hypertension. We've got Dr. Robert Rakowski, who's from Houston. He's a specialist on detoxification processes. We've got Dr. Wen from Tempe is teaching for us next week on female disorders and Chinese medicine.
I know him. I'm trying to think where I know him from.
He's one of the owners of the Hanso company, which is a company that makes Chinese formulas in Japan, so they follow a very strict FDA type of regulation from the Japanese government.
Okay, I've heard of him here, so I just can't place it right now. So somebody can become a practitioner, and this could become a business for them.
It actually always becomes a business for them, and their practitioners do very well. I mean, we started to teach it in 2005, and now we teach it at least 2 to 3 times a month, 8 months out of the year, worldwide. So, like today, we're teaching in Rhode Island, and 2 weeks I'm going to London, UK to teach it, and after that I'm in Toronto teaching it, and after that I'm in Sweden teaching it. So it's there's a huge demand for it. I mean, the main reason why I have such a huge demand for it is that it works.
I was just going to ask you, what's the success rate like? I mean, is everybody that comes to you that employs it walk away happy, or you occasionally some people are non-responders?
Well, everybody does through the program and does what the practitioner says makes progress, you know. But the thing is that the difference between us and the other ones is we believe in the influencer principle, which is that you should never overwhelm the patient. And I think one of our keys to our success, Carl, is that we did 1 week at a time, and it's a long-term thing. Basically, you could fish for someone or show them how to fish. So we show people how to fish. And that's why our clients keep referrals. And then, you know, there's some guys who make as much as $250,000 a year working 1 day a week doing the biosignature. So
wow.
It's quite lucrative. I mean, there's guys in Paris, you know, who make a fortune doing it. It's becoming very popular. But again, like anything else that is advanced, it caught on in Europe first, and now it's starting to catch up in the U.S.
Yeah. That's always the way it is, isn't it? I don't know why it works that way, but it seems to. I mean, there's a lot of medical procedures that are done in Europe for 10, 15 years before they make it to the United States. I mean, it's just
correct.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's always the same.
All right. So people can go to the same website, to charlespoliquin.com to also learn about becoming a practitioner, I take it.
That's right.
Okay, so if you're out there and you are a personal trainer, a chiropractor, or this is something maybe even a personal nutritionist, you know, somebody who works does diets for people and stuff, this could be a great adjunct for you to add to your bailiwick. And then obviously, if you are someone who has struggled, things don't tend to work for you. You've trained hard, you eat right, and you still don't get the response. This could be an alternative. You need to go to charlespoliquin.com. And find a practitioner in your area and give a biosignature a try. For $75 to $150 for an assessment, that's really very cheap.
Yeah,
you know, and if it works for you, you're going to feel like it was no important amount of money at all. So
that's right.
All right, Charles, we've come to the end of the show. Are you doing any strength and conditioning seminars anymore? Any of that sort of stuff?
Oh, yes, we do. We have I started my own strength and conditioning certification business, and we teach all over the world. As a matter of fact, right now there's classes going on in Toronto as I speak today, and they're all over the world year-round.
Are you still working with any Olympic athletes?
Very limited now because my business in the certification world is so high now that I had to make a choice, and now I'm more into teaching my knowledge to
other people and letting them carry, let them carry the message instead of you, you carrying the message yourself now. Interesting. Yeah, that's great. Now, are you good friends with Randy Roach?
Yes, Randy, read his books. One of the best books ever written in nutrition. I think I highly recommend it to all my students.
Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the thing is that it, you know, most of the people who come to my classes are too young to know where things started. And I think it's always good that we know the history behind things so we can understand how the industries evolve. And I can't wait for his next book to come out.
You know what's really funny? Even people who aren't too young, I there's another radio show that I host for a company. And we had an IFBB professional bodybuilder on the show the other night, one who has competed in the Olympia, and he's a very well-known name. And so he asked me if I was a bodybuilder. I says, no, I'm a physical culturist. He goes, well, what is that? I says, well, physical culture is where it all began. You know, bodybuilding was a splinter. It splintered off of physical culture. I says, I believe in exercise as a way of life, as part of my life, the same way as some people believe in praying, I believe in exercise. And so I asked him, I says, have you ever heard of the book Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors? And we started talking about it on the air. And I said to him, and I think he took it in the spirit that it was meant, I says, you know, I just find it amazing that there's so many bodybuilders out there that don't know anything about the historic origins of the sport that they compete in. If you went to a baseball player, he could tell you everything about Babe Ruth. You know what I mean? But bodybuilders don't know a thing about where the whole sport came from.
That's very true. That's a very good analogy.
So I commend Randy has changed. Randy actually changed my show. When I started doing my show 5.5 years ago, it really didn't have a direction. But after reading Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, I knew what my mission was. My mission was to reincorporate physical culture into everyday life, to make people understand that we are hardwired genetically to expend energy every single day. Muscle is metabolic currency. And if the same way you save money in the bank so when you retire, you have money, you better put muscle on your frame. So when you get older, you can get out of the chair on your own and you can stay mobile and you can stay vital because muscle is metabolic currency. It's the only thing that keeps us functioning.
So anyway.
All right, listen, Charles, thank you so much for taking the time to do Superhuman Radio today.
Thanks a lot, Carl, and best of luck with all your projects.
Thank you. And since it's Friday, we will not have any show tomorrow, so we will see you Monday. We've got a great lineup next week. We're doing a show on lectins. We're going to rock your world. If you're still eating starchy carbs, you're gonna learn something new next week. You're going to watch for the show on lectins next week. I believe it's Tuesday or Wednesday, but I'll announce it at the beginning of the week. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you next week. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com.
MassProSynthogen.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. MassProSynthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods. And no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Hey, did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
Prepare to experience the...